Good morning, everyone. We begin, as we often do here on The Takeaway, talking about health care reform. And I don't know what you thought of it. Was it a speech? Was it a set of marching orders when the president stepped in front of the cameras yesterday?
I think it was all of those things.
Yes, indeed. And certainly the idea that we are in the end game here on health care reform. President Obama pushed for health care and rallied the Democrats, saying it's time for a vote. Listen.
Reform has already passed the House with a majority. It has already passed the Senate with a supermajority of 60 votes. And now it deserves the same kind of up or down vote that was cast on welfare reform, that was cast on the Children's Health Insurance Program, that was used for COBRA health coverage for the unemployed, and, by the way, for both Bush tax cuts.
So it sounds suspiciously as though the Democrats, according to the president, shall go it alone from here on out. And if the end game is really the end game, we could be weeks away from some bill being passed. But bipartisanship, that doesn't seem to be in the cards. Todd Zwillick talked to us a moment ago. We're going to get back to him. But Dean Rosen also joins us. He's a former healthcare advisor to former Republican Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. He's now a lobbyist who represents a number of clients with a stake in the healthcare reform debate, including doctors' groups, pharmaceutical companies, hospitals, and nonprofits. Good morning, Dean Rosen.
Good morning. How are you?
You know, it occurred to me, listening to Barack Obama yesterday, to ask you this morning, I mean, is there really going to be horse trading from here on out? I mean, are you going to have much of a job from here on out?
Well, I think there will be a little bit of horse trading. You know, it's a complicated set of maneuvers that Congress is going to have to go through to pass a bill. The House is going to have to pass the bill that the Senate passed on Christmas Eve, and then there's going to have to be this sidecar bill, this reconciliation bill that both the House and the Senate pass to clean that bill up and incorporate some compromises that will be key to getting votes. And it's that vehicle where there will be some changes. So there will be some activity around it for sure.
All right, and we want to get into the details in just a moment. But Todd Zwillick, is there any low-hanging fruit for health care reform consumers who are looking at maybe some change taking place? Are we looking at things that will get done first, things that will be more difficult later on?
Well, one of the things in the sidecar bill that Dean is talking about that will affect consumers directly is a demand from the House for more affordability. And what that means in English is more money to make insurance cheaper for people who have a hard time affording it. So as this whole compromise and reconciliation goes through, one major thing that could affect them is they might get more subsidies to pay for their insurance. Seniors, on the other hand, who've had this gap in their Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage ever since that passed back in late 2003, Democrats want to fill that. It's called the donut hole because it's, you know, doesn't have anything in the middle. They have a gap there. They want to fill that in either all the way or most of the way. So seniors would see some help on their drug coverage directly. That's sort of low-hanging fruit for them. What's not low-hanging fruit for the Congress, though, is that all of this stuff costs money. It's all expensive. And the other thing they have to do in this sidecar bill that Dean Rosen is referring to is find a way to pay for it. And one of the big questions on Capitol Hill, John, is how expensive is this going to get once they make a bill and send it off to the Congressional Budget Office? Is that number that comes back going to be over a billion again? They don't know yet.
Or over a trillion. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell,
right?
Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, sort of posed that question. Let's listen to what he had to say yesterday.
The reaction of the public to going to such lengths, such extraordinary lengths, to ignore public opinion is not going to put the issue behind them. It's going to put the issue ahead of them.
So, Dean Rosen, if this horse trading that we're talking about here and the attempt to develop policy here takes place in the backdrop of Republicans saying we're going to nail you in the fall in the election, can anything constructive really get done either on the cost question or on some of the, say, donut hole questions that Todd referred to a moment ago?
Well, I think that there will be, as Todd said, in whatever this final bill is, if it passes, which is still a big if, there will be some changes, some of which, I mean, all of which will be pretty significant, and some of which will start to take effect this year. Republicans, certainly in the party that I worked for the most part, won't be part of those changes. They're not going to be at the table. I mean, make no mistake about it. At the end of the day, in the next few weeks, as they try to construct this, it is going to continue to be a sort of a Democrat-only exercise.
And it's a bit of a head-scratcher if you try to figure out the political significance of this. I mean, if you look at polling just on the donut hole issues for seniors, there are pretty significant numbers in favor. But if you look on the cost-only kinds of polling questions, it gets to be pretty negative. So I guess, you know, it's a risk for both parties, and we're going to see how it plays. But Todd Zwillich, my main question here is, over the next couple of weeks, are we going to hear a lot more from this fellow right here?
They know they don't have the votes. They know that. So you can't take that Senate bill, that bill that came from the Senate with all the sweetheart deals in it, and even though they said you're going to strip it out, okay, and then ask members to go vote for it. Every member has probably trashed it, trashed the process. So how do you ask a member then to vote for it? So they got to come up with some other kind of proposal to do that.
Now, some people listening to that might be surprised to learn, even though there's a Michigan accent there, that's a Democrat. That's not a Republican talking. Who is he, and how significant is he going to be going forward?
Democrat Bart Stupak of Michigan, and very significant. He is a pro-life Democrat and a strong pro-life Democrat, was a thorn in the side of the House leadership the first time this went around, because they were he and a whole group of a couple, a dozen Democrats, refused to vote for the House bill until some restrictions on abortion were in there. Well, he's doing it again, and you hear him saying there, that Senate bill where he doesn't like the abortion language, he doesn't like some other things, he's saying flat out, it cannot pass the House. Mm. Now, where there's a will, there's a way, he also says, and Speaker Pelosi is a master tactician. Bart Stupak, however, is saying right now that he knows personally of 12 or 13 Democrats who voted yes before, who are voting no right now, and that some of them aren't switchable. That's what he says. Now,
right,
it depends on what they're offered, but you're going to hear a lot from him on abortion and on votes in the next couple of weeks.
So, Dean Rosen, in the last minute here, let's assume there is a vote. There is some bill that comes out. Your best guess, what's going to change for American consumers, for good or ill, in your view?
Well, I think this is really the tough question, and one of the reasons the politics are so dicey for the Democrats on this, aside from all the process and procedure that the American people are having a hard time understanding. But I think the main thing is the subsidies that Todd mentioned, some of those insurance reforms and things down the road which are popular, some of those things don't start until 2013 or 2014, after the next two elections. What does start right away, because this is a costly bill, the tax increases, the Medicare cuts, and other things. And so I think what the Democrats are banking on here is that the most important thing is, right, number one, it's a political accomplishment, and number two, they can start to turn to the jobs
issue.
Right.
Lobbyist Dean Rosen, former health care advisor to former Republican Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, and Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.